Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Lift yourself, man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
People are out to prove some points, and well, points were proven. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. It's an ad-free experience, because who likes ads? But you can also use Kirk for Rocket Sock with Lindsay Morgan for 9M Shop when you buy Jack Skellington, Michael Myers, and more. Just hashtag epic runner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
So much spooky stuff. Where we are approaching Halloween rapidly.
We are. We indeed are. But Monday Night Raw had a variety of matches, including the New Day taking on the Alpha Academy.
In a really good, fun match.
It was fun. It was very, very fun. The New Day would end up picking up the victory, but we were not done with the Alpha Academy, because there's someone who's very interested in joining the Alpha Academy. That's one Akira Tozawa.
He wants friends.
So he's making some friends, and then he ran into Bronson Reed, and well, Bronson Reed destroyed
ran
him.
Over him.
Destroyed him. But the New Day and others cheered him up later in the evening, and he was holding a Cowboys belt, so that's the only championship the Cowboys will ever see in a while.
Ooh.
I mean, it's the first one they've seen in a while. Just
it is, in fact, the first one they've seen in a while. He's not in chat.
I know. But I would have said it anyhow. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, I know. I just wasn't sure if you said it for effect or not.
No. I just said it to say it, because it was true. It was a thing. So, yeah. So, it was New Day, and it was Alpha Academy backstage. Johnny Gargano took on Giovanni Vinci. Johnny got the win. It was a short little match.
Giovanni's going to be in trouble, though.
Because Tommaso Ciampa happened to aid his fellow DIY member and allowed Johnny to pick up the win over Giovanni Vinci. Good little match for the time they had.
It was a fun match. Very enjoyable.
So they were the other team backstage with the New Day and Alpha Academy, as it will be DIY reuniting for the first time in 3 years next Monday night to take on Imperium.
Can they rekindle the magic? We'll find out.
We will indeed find out. There was a Shinsuke Nakamura promo where basically he wants someone to inspire him, I guess. So we'll see whatever that means.
He needs inspiration.
He apparently needs some inspiration.
That's all I got. Inspiration, not perspiration.
Chelsea Green and Piper Niven took on Natalya, not Tegan Nox, because apparently Tegan's out hurt this week. And no one tried to cop a feel with Natty, as her partner was Nikki Cross, who just was in a
catatonic state.
Catatonic state, as you said. Is she losing her sanity?
I mean, it's questionable she ever had it, but there's a lot of rumors. I don't know if they can bring sanity back fully, though, because I don't think EY will come back. Although, maybe.
No, he's with Impact, or TNA.
TNA!
Well, it's Impact for now. It's still Impact till January.
January?
Yeah.
Might as well get used to calling it TNA.
Which we'll talk about more on Thursday. But the women continued on to other things. You had Becky Lynch take on Indy Hartwell for the NXT Women's Championship.
Who was walking around in the background behind Becky when she was cutting her promo?
I will
was
let
that
you.
Rhea?
No, it was not. I'll tell you who it is in a second. Becky Lynch and Indy had a really good match. Becky.
It was fantastic.
Becky once again got the win. Becky exchanged handshakes with Indy. Everyone was excited for that. Earlier, we had Candice and Indy talking with Natty, giving Indy the big old hype up. So Candice was watching on backstage and was attacked by Xia Li. Setting up Xia and Candice next week. Xia was the one in the background.
Aha!
Now it all comes full circle on that one.
She has her eye on the prize.
We had Nick Aldis on the show tonight. He was watching on.
They're doing a good job of like setting him and Pierce up.
Pierce was removed from the building on SmackDown, so Pierce was like, you can stay and watch. But Aldis kind of was talking to some people tonight. He apparently talked to The Miz, because The Miz was really angry about, you know, not being on the show and everything like that. He rattled off his resume, and then the camera left him for someone else, which we'll talk about here in a moment. And he was also seen talking with Kaden and the Caseys, Kaden and Katana.
I didn't realize they were that short.
They are that, in fact, short.
Like, they're standing there, and, like, compared to Pierce and Aldis, they're, like, tiny. Which I think I knew Casey was. I think I knew she was tiny, but I didn't know that, like, Kaden was. And I was like, wait, they're both tiny as fuck.
They are very, very tiny.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm short, so I respect it. But I was just like, uh-oh. Okay, that's a size check right there.
So Nick Aldis was removed or was asked to leave the building. But staying with the women, Adam Pearce was looking to have a contract signing for the Women's World Championship coming up at Crown Jewel. He brought out all the different women to sign it. You had Raquel. She signed it. Zoe signed it. Shayna signed it. Nia was very hesitant on signing it. She mentioned how Rhea just wants her to do all the work and squash everybody. And Rhea's like, no. But she called it a conspiracy because now she has to beat all these women and there's no one left in the division when she's done with it. And she made sure to let, you know, at the end of the day, mommy will always be on top.
Damn right.
So then we had, then Nia was trying to explain things and Rhea's scared and to all the different women, because you're all smart, and then she got up to Raquel, and well, you're from Texas, and that pissed Raquel off, so they started fighting, and then we had some pull-aparts. Rhea just watched and smiled and enjoyed all the chaos that had happened. Interesting little stuff.
We're setting things up for Crown Jewel. We're building, which is important, because we need to build. But I think this will be, continuing on the trend, I think this will be the most women they've ever taken. Are pretty dang close.
This would be close. Depending on what they do for SmackDown, if they do anything on the SmackDown side. Because this is, what, five? We've had more than five, I think. Yeah, they've had more than five. Because there was a three-way and a singles at one point. So they've had five, at least. We've had others involved. So
it's pretty cool, though.
It's a pretty cool number. So there is all of that happened between the women. Rhea Ripley's had a very interesting night.
She was busy tonight.
She got around just a little bit. Mentioned that Miz was talking, and then she got involved there because she then had to come sign her contract, and she gave it to Pierce and took his pen. So there was that part of it. She also got involved with Seth Rollins, talking about you may need our help. You may need the Judgment Day's help to keep that title. I mean, and Rollins snapped back and was like, you know, maybe I do, maybe I don't, because are you coming after me because Drew turned you down? Just putting that out, and you know. And to make sure that he could just be the only world champion, because, you know, if he works with the Judgment Day, you know, Damian go cash in on someone else. Then she tried to make some digs, and then you could be like Roman Reigns, and Ron's like, I don't want to be like him.
That guy? Nah.
I don't want to be like Roman Reigns, but she's like, he didn't say no. So, we'll see. But then she started moving around to Drew McIntyre's. Drew McIntyre took on the one Sami Zayn on Monday Night Raw. Good match between the two, but she came out at the end. Thought it was distraction to help Sammy, but it was to help Drew because she got up on the apron. Sammy turned around, ate a kick, and down for the count went Sami Zayn.
Poor Sammy. He's just not having a good time.
Drew did not acknowledge Rhea's presence as she just smiled. He just stared and walked past and did not acknowledge one Rhea Ripley.
Nope.
So there was that. Other things that happened on the show, we had Logan Paul. He was in the ring talking about his matchup coming up with Rey Mysterio. Was interrupted by Dominic Mysterio. Loud boos for Dom Dom. Dom said that he's the current champion. Paul will be the future champion, and he'll be the only Mysterio with a championship. And then Logan Paul's like, well, I'm on Raw now. I could come once I win the title, come back to Raw and defend it on all things. And then my favorite ring announcer is here. So he brings Samantha Irvin into the ring. You know, Ricochet's girlfriend or fiance. And he was like, come on, announce me as the winner and as the next U.S. champion. Come on, do it. Do it. He kept making some references. And then Ricochet came out and took out Logan Paul and Dom Dom. And, yeah, looks like we're going to get Ricochet and Dominic Mysterio next week on Monday Night Raw, which should be good.
Which should be good. It should be very... very good. I like the little smooch at the end, but I just hope they don't hit the like Ricochet Samantha Irvin connection too hard because they've gone to that kind of almost every time, but not quite every time. So I hope they don't hit that like a lot because it's unnecessary. Also, Vikings win.
The Vikings did in fact win. Monday Night Raw opened up with the other members of the Judgment Day: Damian Priest and Finn Balor. Finn did a little bit of Damian stuff with the All Rise for the Judgment Day, and basically they got interrupted by Cody. Cody was looking for a fight. He had some choice, wanted to have some choice words for the leader of Judgment Day, but Rhea wasn't there. But you know, there's no leader, right? Unless it's, you know, Rhea. Rhea's cutting all the deals, including the one with the bloodline. Cody said the low blow that Priest hit on the last week wasn't the final shot in their fight. Priest reminded Cody that he also put him through the broadcast table. Priest that brought up Cody's story and said, has to be that Cody failed. Cody then was like, well, let's put that theory to the test. Let's have a fight. Priest's like, you can pretend I don't have a match with Jey Uso? Priest said they could fight a crown jewel. And Cody's like, yup. But let's have a fight like right now. Damian's like, okay. Rhea and Dom came out. Jey Uso attacked Dom. JD then clipped Cody from behind as they were fighting at ringside. And then they smashed Cody's leg.
Which had to hurt.
It did. It had to hurt. Cody had to be helped to the back and then needed to see a trainer. So there was that. We had a little bit more with Jey Uso as he was being interrupted by Drew McIntyre. And Drew basically gave him some advice about the bloodline. Just get over it. You know, that's what everyone's saying. Just get over it, right? And Jade was not happy with that advice whatsoever.
I mean, to be fair, Jay was like basically in an abusive relationship for what? 2 years? 3 years?
3 years? Yeah.
Yo, it's not just something you just get over. He needs time. He needs space. Just let him live.
But the main event was Jey Uso and Damian Priest.
This was good.
It was a good main event. Really good main event. We had Finn Balor come back at ringside, allowing Damian Priest to get the win over Jey Uso. Then there was an attack on Jey Uso. Cody Rhodes limped to the ring, made the save. So his ankle's all taped. He'll be fine. But Cody and Jey stood tall to end Monday Night Raw.
Things are heating up.
Things are heating up. This was an okay show. This wasn't the best Monday Night Raw, but it wasn't far from the worst Monday Night Raw. But it was just an average one tonight.
It got the job done.
Second hour kind of was a little bit of a struggle. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens from time to time, especially on a 3 hour show.
A 3 hour tour, yes. Mm-hmm.
3 hour tour, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, they were in that really weird spot where they can't quite turn up the heat fully on a lot of the storylines. So they're doing kind of that slow build to Crown Jewel a little bit. I mean, it's more average, but it's like for certain things, they're building them a little bit more slowly, and then they're going to kind of have it all explode. So
next week.
You know, yeah, next week. So it's like, for this show, it's sort of that lull before the storm kind of thing.
Next week, we got 4 matches announced. We got Candace and Zaya. We got Seth Rollins and JD. DIY versus Imperium. And there was one other match. forget what the fourth one was. But there's four. They announced four matches. So we're getting ahead of the game. Oh, Dom and Ricochet is the other one. So four matches already announced for Monday Night Raw. That's certainly a plus.
Not too shabby.
And they're all unique matches that we have not seen.
I mean, go Hunter, go.
So go Hunter, go. But that'll do it for us here on the Raw Post Show. Thursday night, we're taking a trip back to Fortnite.
That's right. Tune in. We will have a special guest in the intern. He will be joining us as we talk all about Fortnite and we rank Fortnite seasons. You don't want to miss that. We'll also have news, notes, and other things. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Indeed. I mean, since he's not going to be working this weekend, he might as well, you know. Wait, is his streak broken if he's doing this thing? Or is he going to say he's working remote?
He's working remote.
He's working remote. Okay. He won't be with us on Saturday, but Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, is CB Radio. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Go listen to 800 episodes. Yes, we had hit 800 this past Saturday night. Check it out right now at CBRadioLive.com. Sunday, there is no WTR because, well, Tim's the only one going to be there and he's not doing a solo show, so they're taking
it. Because Rock will be World Series-ing it.
No. I don't think so.
You'll be watching the World Series.
No.
No?
No. No. No, I won't. Because it won't be on that day.
Oh, okay.
But we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Yeah, they won't go against football on a Sunday night. That would be just a bad idea. World Series and Sunday Night Football, that's just not a good idea. You can also use credit card Rocksock or
Vince M. Ward
in the Fortnite app shop when you're buying Jack Skeleton, Michael Myers, or more. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lins Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. We are getting ready to make the flip. We are done with Genshin for right now. We're going back to Honkai Star Rail. We will pick up where we left off in the story as I grind to get myself back on track after taking a week off from Star Rail. So we'll see if I can do that. So tune in at twitch.tv/Linsword. I'll be live tomorrow. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard, linsword.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Linsword on the YouTube, and you can follow me on TikTok, linsword0.
This has been The Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack Goes OG Fortnite. Right back here for The Raw Post Show. Every Monday night, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio Network.